Playoff-bound Saints will attempt to enter the tournament as the NFC South Division champions for the first time since 2011. Welcome to the pregame report. I'm John DeShazer here at Raymond James Stadium. A little bit balmy for the 3:25 p.m. Central Time kickoff. Probably about 70 degrees, and as you can see, extremely sunny here. So extreme perfect conditions for the Saints and Buccaneers here today at Raymond James Stadium. Now, the Saints are 11-4, and with a win today, they will clinch the NFC South Division Championship. You can see this game, as we mentioned, 3:25 p.m. Central kickoff, locally WVUE-TV back in the New Orleans area. The Saints want to win this game, obviously, because they have an empty banner hanging inside the indoor practice facility. It's blank, and they would like to fill the words NFC champs, NFC South Division champs, on that banner, and they'll have a chance to do so against Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that entered this game with five game losing streak, as a matter of fact. They have not played well this season, only 4-11. However, in the last four losses, only by a combined 15 points. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers might not be prepared to come in here and just lay down and hand it over to the Saints. The Saints will probably have to earn this one. We'll know exactly what the Saints' seeding will be if they win this game later on. The Los Angeles Rams will have a lot to say about that. If the Rams win, then the Saints will enter the playoffs as the number four seed. If the Rams lose and the Saints win, then the Saints will go in as the number three seed. Either way, if they win the division championship, they earn that home playoff game, and that's essential to what they want to do as they try to march through the playoffs and hopefully on toward the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. A couple of things to look for the Saints today. Obviously, a great season all the way around from some of these players, but some individual numbers to look out for. We have Drew Brees on the cusp of setting an NFL single-season record for completion percentage. He comes in at 71.9%, the record 71.6% set by Sam Bradford last year. So Drew Brees has an opportunity to set that record, and if he does that, he will have three of the top four single-season percentage wise records in the NFL, NFL history. So his extreme accuracy continues for the Saints. Also, Michael Thomas, two catches away from 100 for the season. That he would be the first Saints receiver with 100 receptions in a single season. He also needs five receptions to set the NFL record for most receptions in the first two seasons. That record is 194. That's set by Jarvis Landry of the Miami Dolphins. Michael Thomas with five receptions, that'd give him 195 in his first two seasons, and that also NFL record. Also, keep a lookout. Alvin Kamara needs 74 yards, and Mark Ingram needs 14 yards. That would give each of them 1,500 yards from scrimmage this season. They would become the first pair of NFL backs in history to have 1,500 yards in the same season. So that goes in addition to them being the first Pro Bowl running backs from the same team since 1975. So the accolades continue and the numbers continue to roll in for Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. Also, Mark Ingram needs one rushing touchdown to tie George Rogers' single-season rushing touchdown record of 13. And Alvin Kamara, if he scores a touchdown, that would tie George Rogers' rookie record of 13 in a single season. So both of those guys on the verge of tying franchise marks in those areas. And also, one more guy, Cameron Jordan, defensive end. He has 12 sacks this season. His career high is 12.5, set in 2013. If he gets one, obviously he will break that, and that'll be 13. And that will be great for Cameron Jordan, who is in the running for NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Now, one of the matchups you will want to watch today, that'll probably be Saints rookie cornerback Marshon Lattimore against Tampa Bay receiver Mike Evans. They had a little bit of a dust-up in New Orleans in the previous matchup. Mike Evans said that he planned to apologize to Marshon Lattimore for that dust-up, and we'll see how that goes. But we know that Lattimore has been one of the best cover corners in the NFL as a rookie this season, and we're looking forward to seeing how that matchup shakes out. And the Saints are going to have to be on point in their secondary, because in the last four games, Jameis Winston, Tampa Bay quarterback, has passed for 1,221 yards, eight touchdowns, only two interceptions, and that's more than 300 passing yards per game. During that same span, the last four games, the Saints are only allowing 206 passing yards a game. They've got six interceptions. They've got nine sacks, and they've only allowed five touchdown passes during that span. So the Saints secondary, their strength against Tampa Bay's passing game, their strength. We'll see which strength is able to win out today, because Tampa is not a very good running team. They only average about 90 rushing yards per game. That puts them in the bottom three of the league, and the Saints have done well in terms of shutting down the run the past couple of weeks. to force teams into the passing game, and then they've done well once they've gotten them into that passing game. So those are things to watch as we progress with this game. Offensively for the Saints, we mentioned Michael Thomas. We mentioned Drew Brees. We also mentioned Mark Ingram. What we did not mention was left tackle Teron Armstead is going to be out this game, already declared out. So that means Andrews Pete is going to kick out to left tackle. He's been slowed a little bit with a groin injury for the past few weeks, but he'll be kicking out to left tackle. And obviously going in at left guard will be Senio Kelemete. That will kind of solidify the Saints line. They've had this lineup for quite some time across the offensive line, so it's not something that's foreign or new to them. They're accustomed to it, and it should not work to their detriment here against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A game that the Saints obviously want to start fast, hopefully put some doubt, sow some seeds of doubt in Tampa Bay's mind, and maybe get the Bucs thinking more about tomorrow and vacation than finishing out this game with a victory. So we'll watch for that. Hopefully the Saints can get out to a quick start, and that'll be paramount to what they want to accomplish. But again, Saints are trying to win this game, to win a division championship for the first time since 2011. It's been a long time coming, and hopefully they'll be able to accomplish it right here at Raymond James Stadium. Continue to watch us here on NewOrleansSaints.com. We'll also be on Twitter following the game, so we'll have all the latest highlights and updates for you as the game progresses, and post-game show with myself and Sean Kelly after the Saints hopefully post a victory here in Tampa, Florida. Till then, go Saints!